Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All righty, just what the doctor ordered, the Chicago White Sox. And a shout-out of the Chicago White Sox. Welcome into Final Pitch. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs taking your reaction, your phone calls, your thoughts as you're leaving Target Field, or if you're just already at home and want to talk Twins baseball. 7-0, the Twins get the shutout. Their first of the season against the White Sox here tonight. And we'll take your phone calls at 651-461-9226. That number again, if you'd like to call us or if you'd like to text the show, 651-461-9226. So a couple of thoughts here in this opening segment. First off, welcome back to Max Kepler. Max Kepler back in the lineup. Couple of hits tonight. Three runs batted in. Welcome back, Max. We know this, that when Max Kepler is right, he's a pretty good ball player, right? He can have an impact on this team. We saw that in the second half of the season last year. Because remember last year, it was a tale of two seasons. Max Kepler, first half of the season, not so good. And I remember taking phone calls on this show and people getting frustrated with Max Kepler and talking about designate him for assignment and all of that other, you know, stuff. And then you saw his second half of the season, he was on fire. When Max Kepler is healthy and he's right and he's in a rhythm, he's in a groove, pretty good guy, right? Pretty good ball player. But the return of Max Kepler, absolutely a shot in the arm, a spark that this offense needed, because we haven't had much offense lately. Chris Paddock, though, was a story pitching-wise. Chris Paddock, this is his line for tonight. He went seven innings, gave up six hits, zero earned runs, no walks. So that tells you how efficient and effective he was. He threw 96 pitches and had 10 strikeouts. No walks. He had 10 strikeouts. So there was something that was extremely telling, and it caught my ear listening into the postgame there from Chris Paddock. Chris Paddock said that the early runs by the Twins, you know what that did? And this is something I'm going to be paying attention to future Chris Paddock starts. He said that the early run support, it took the pressure off. So now I'm thinking moving forward, how are other starters for the Twins thinking about their starts? And what I mean by that is, are the starters that have been inconsistent, have they been putting a little bit too much pressure on themselves because they know that the offense has been struggling? And when the offense has been struggling, you feel like you've got to be too perfect, like you can't make any mistakes. I thought that that was interesting. I'm not sure. Did you catch that, Chris? Because I thought that that was interesting because I do hope that our pitchers are not in a situation, and it's hard to not feel a little bit of pressure, right, when the offense has been so poor to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that after tonight, not only does the offense continue to awaken and produce more runs for the pitchers, but all in all, I hope that the pitchers kind of look at this and feel like the offense is going to eventually trend positively in them not being in a situation where they have to feel that pressure that Chris Paddock was talking about.
Well, as a pitcher, I mean, obviously you don't want to go into every start thinking that you've got to be perfect. And if you make one mistake, you know, you don't spot a pitch or you walk a guy or, you know, there's one error in the field that could be the difference between a win and a loss. When you're playing with the lead, you're pitching with the lead, one thing that allows you to just throw, you know, you don't have to be as perfect with your pitches. You can just kind of throw it up there, work on your stuff, be around the zone, and if they hit it, you have the confidence that, okay, so, you know, if there's a mistake here and there, your team's still going to have the lead. So I thought it, you know, of course, every pitcher is going to feel better when they've got a lead. But yep. this was, I mean, I know it's the White Sox, so I'm not going to get
the White Sox.
Yeah, it's the White Sox. You know, I'm not going to get all excited about it, but let's be honest. This is a team that if the Twins are going to turn it around, they're your slump buster, and right now you did what you should have done against a team that could be the worst in the entire major leagues.
Well, there was a moment, and I do want to get your perspective on it too, and we could take phone calls at 651-461-9226. But I thought that what really made me feel great about this start tonight for Chris Paddock was that top of the fourth. Okay, so Lopez had flied out to left. Okay, so there's one out. Grossman single. So now you got a runner on first base. Jimenez reached on the infield single. Remember, that was the ball that Castro tried to get to, couldn't get it, field it cleanly. So now you got runners on first and second with one out. Sheets had the infield single, kind of a similar play for Castro. And so everybody is safe. Okay? So you got bases loaded and one out. Okay, because it was kind of those two plays that Castro was not able to really make, and then they got the one where they threw it to first. They weren't able to make the play, but the ball didn't get away from anybody. Bases loaded, one out. He got Vaughn to line out, which was a great play, and then he strikes out the batter to get out of the jam. I thought that was such a pivotal moment. That was such a great moment for Chris Paddock to have tonight.
It was, and it was almost the moment that wasn't, because after Kirilloff made that diving catch on Vaughn, he threw the ball to second base, but he threw it to the wrong guy. I mean, he's lucky that Willie Castro was there, because I don't think he knew. You know, it's the Abbott and Costello. I mean, he needs to go back and figure out who's on second. It was
who's
on second? Edward Julian's on second base. But, you know, if that could have gone to the outfield, you know, one run scores. And you know, I think the complexion of that inning changes.
You never know, the snowball.
Absolutely. So, hey, sometimes you need a little bit of luck as things go along. But great game all around for the Twins. Again, it's the White Sox. But if you're looking everything from the lineup to the pitching to the efficiency, you know, I didn't get the sense that there was really any energy at the ballpark, but maybe you just need you need a game like this to maybe just kind of reset yourself and give you a little bit of a confidence boost.
Hey, if the White Sox want to be the White Sox, then give us a sweep.
Let's do it. Yes.
Give us a sweep. We'll gladly take it. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take our first pause, our first break. We'll come back, get your reaction here. Twins win in shutout fashion, 7-0 over the Chicago White Sox. And this is Final Pitch.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All righty, welcome back to Final Pitch. You're on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WC Show. A winning final pitch? A winning final pitch? Makes me feel good, Chris. I haven't had many winning final pitches this year. That's been heartbreaking to me. I don't want to be on the losing side of this. I want to be on the winning side.
You don't want to be a sad panda. Nobody wants a sad panda. Nobody wants a sad H Lake. We want a happy H Lake.
Oh, man. Hey, we're taking your reaction, your thoughts. 651-461-9226. That number again, 651-461-9226. In case you missed it, and we're not listening to the game tonight or tracking what was going on with the Twins and their 7-0 shutout of the Chicago White Sox. Listen, Chris Paddock had his best performance as a Twin. He went 7 innings. He gave up 6 hits, no earned runs, 10 strikeouts, did not walk one batter. Not one. Okay, that's awesome. On 96 pitches. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And one of the things that he mentioned in the post game was the fact that clearly he wasn't happy with last week. He was like, Baltimore, come on, man. Got to be better than that. He was absolutely awesome tonight. And look, I'll repeat or agree with what Christopher Tubbs said in the opening segment. We're not going to blow the one game out of proportion, right? We're 8-13, okay? We also have to factor in who they're playing. The White Sox, are the White Sox the worst team in baseball?
Yes.
Forget about record-wise. I'm just talking about just strictly, do we think that they're the worst team in baseball?
Yes. Yeah, right now they have a team that I don't know what their identity is. They've got guys.
I don't
that,
either.
They've got a lot of guys that have been in the big leagues, but we don't know exactly, you know, what is the upside. They don't exactly have a rotation, and their farm system is awful. Other than that, it's all roses for Chicago. They are in a tough, tough spot because they had their window maybe in the mid-2010s where they had a good farm system and they were kind of gearing up for 17, 18. They had their little run, and now it's a franchise that I don't think they've got any direction and know where they're going with it at this point.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, the way that this season is trending for them, and I'm not sitting here acting like the Twins at 8-13 have had a great start, but I think that the Twins are a much better team than what they've shown. I think the Twins will have a much better record than what they're trending. But if the Chicago White Sox continue to be what they've trended to be at 3-19, they're at 3-19. Yeah, I think that Pedro Grifol could be in trouble. And I know he hasn't been there long, and I like Pedro. He was our time overlapped when I was in Kansas City, and he was with the Kansas City Royals. But, man, if they have a season like they're trending to have right now, oof, that'd be a tough one, man. That'd be an absolutely tough situation for him. Also, the return of Max Kepler, must talk about that. He had two hits tonight. He had the double to get the Twins on the board tonight with those couple of runs early. And Chris Paddock said in the post game, 100%, he was like, it was nice to see that run support early because it took pressure off of him. And look, I don't think it's just the fact of putting runs on the board early to take the pressure off. I also think some of the pressure tonight, Chris, he probably put on himself a little bit because of the fact of how poorly he performed in Baltimore last week.
Well, I mean, and I know that we've looked at the end of this rotation and it's been the bugaboo, but when you look at the numbers, you're like, yeah, Lopez, Ryan, even Bailey Ober outside of that one, you know, the first start of the year in Kansas City, they've been really, really good. Louis Varland, he's got the control issues, and unfortunately, you know, send him to St. Paul, let him get himself right. But Chris Paddock is still kind of the question mark, right? Because he was a highly touted prospect, but over the last 2 years, he's pitched sparingly. And the matchups that he's had so far to begin the year, I mean, was that a misnomer? Now we look at it tonight, it's like, absolutely, he dominated a weak lineup. I don't know if he's as good as we saw tonight. I don't know if he is as bad as what we saw earlier when he was taking on the Orioles and, you know, Dodgers and Brewers. I feel like the real Chris Paddock right now is somewhere in between, and I don't exactly know where that is yet.
And look, you know how, like, you talk about a season and the season's going to be some ups, it's going to be some downs, it's a roller coaster and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago White Sox are just what the doctor ordered. They are just what the doctor ordered. Chris Paddock shut it down tonight. Who you got going tomorrow? Pedro Lopez. Or Pablo Lopez. Pablo Lopez. Okay? And then who you got on Wednesday? Joe Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is setting up beautifully for the Twins. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to go out and you're going to sweep because it's the White Sox. You got to go out there and you got to play hard every single night. But the way that it looks right now with Lopez and to Ryan and to Bailey Ober, it looks pretty good.
But, yeah, and you think about it, too. That way, like, this was kind of one, you know, we talked last week where you got to set the tone, right? To me, you got a four-game series against a team that is listless right now. You get the first one with Chris Paddock like this, and then, yeah, you've got Pablo Lopez going, and then you've got Joe Ryan. And, you know, and then you've got Bailey Ober. Like, you are getting a chance to get into a nice little rhythm before you go out to the West Coast later on this week when you take on the Angels, who, by the way, are a team that right now is not very strong themselves. So Twins could get on a little bit of a roll right now.
Yeah, and I want to give some props while we're talking about guys returning and being back in the lineup and giving you a little bit of production. Trevor Larnach. You know, I want to give him some props, too. Tonight, he was one of two at the plate, had a couple of walks so far, and just, you know, returning to the club. And I know it's a small sample size, but batting .313. He had a double tonight as well. Edward Julian had a double. He also had his fifth home run on the season. Edward Julian with his fifth home run already on the season. So we'll take all the home runs we can get because we've been lacking home runs here lately. But we'll take it. We'll gladly take it. And then Willie Castro, man. Look, we talked about the regression. Willie Castro, hopefully tonight was a confidence builder because Willie Castro was able to get a couple of hits tonight. So hopefully, and he had a run batted in as well. So hopefully Willie Castro can start. Sorry about that. Start to feel better about himself too.
Yeah, again, this is all about, you know, the White Sox. They needed to come in, and they're your slump buster. You need to snap out of that funk and
slump buster.
I mean, the White, that's what they are. I mean, you need to come in.
You
need
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the Chicago White Sox are your slump buster, and now you build off of this. And if you can, you know, I'm not saying sweep, but you got to take 3 out of 4 against the White Sox. There's no excuse.
Win series. That's what we're saying.
You got to win the series. Yeah, you can't split. You can't, you know, you got to take at least 3 out of 4 against the White Sox.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Next segment, we'll get to some of the highlights and some of the post-game reaction right here on Final Pitch with the Twins winning 7-0. All righty, final segment of Final Pitch, a winning edition of Final Pitch. Twins win over the Chicago White Sox. Not only do they win, they shut them out. 7-0 here on The Good Neighbor. All right, before we get into the highlights and some of the post-game reaction, let's check in with friend of the show, Kelly Madsen from Maple Grove. How you doing, Kelly?
Thank you for calling me your friend. I'm your friend.
I am your friend. That's right.
We're friends.
Yes, we are. We are. What you got for us tonight?
So, you know, when Max Kepler made that a home run or a hit?
The two run double.
Yeah, when he said, come on down, Trevor Larnach. It was almost like Drew Carey saying, so-and-so, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
On the Price is Right. I knew where you were going, Kelly. Oh, man, that's awesome. I appreciate that. Thanks for the phone call from Kelly Madsen. Hey, one of my favorite shows of all time. I'll say this right now. I don't know about you, Chris, because everybody's got a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, The Price is Right is my show.
Okay.
The Price is Right, that's my show. Oh, no, The Price is Right, that's my show. I love that show.
All right.
I'm talking about, like, going back in the day. I'm not talking about necessarily, like, current, because I don't watch any of the current episodes or anything like that. Whatever. Growing up, that was my show.
Well, you don't like it right now because it's hosted by Drew Carey, and he's from Cleveland and a Guardians fan. So I get that. I understand why you don't like it now.
I didn't know all that.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, Drew Carey's from Cleveland, and he's a big Cleveland fan. So no,
I haven't even paid attention.
I like Drew Carey. Like he's a good dude. And I mean, after Bob Barker retired, you're like, yeah, you know, who's going to take over? I mean, there was talk that, you know, it could have been Dan Patrick or a whole bunch of other, but it seemed like, you know, Drew Carey. Dan Patrick was one of the names.
Oh,
yeah, you didn't know that? Dan Patrick was one of the names. I kid you not. Dan Patrick is one of the names that was rumored to be taking over The Price is Right after Bob Barker.
I'm glad that did not happen. Well, I'm glad that the Twins getting a 7-0 shutout did happen, and the return of Max Kepler meant the return of some early runs on the board for the Minnesota Twins.
Here's Kepler. First pitch swung on and rifled into the gap in right center field. Come on down, Trevor Larnach. Here comes Ryan Jeffers, a sliding two-run double for Max Kepler, and the Twins lead 2-0. Welcome back, Max.
Kelly Madsen called it. Come on down. I love it. So the Twins led 2-0. Then in the bottom of the third, they're going to start to put some more runs on the board. Trevor Larnach with an RBI double.
As the pitch to Larnach lined into right center field, that's going to find some grass and roll. That's going all the way to the wall. Larnach's headed for second. Tommy Watkins is waving Eddie Julian in. The relay comes to Lopez. His throw to the plate, not in time. It's a run-scoring double for Trevor Larnach. And Larnach has given the Twins a 3-0 lead.
Let's keep the party rolling, because in that third, bottom of the third inning, Max Kepler up again with an RBI single this time.
Line drive right field, Max Kepler. Here comes Trevor Larnach. Larnach will score standing up. It's a 3-RBI welcome home for Max Kepler, and it's a 4-0 Minnesota Twins lead.
4-0. That was awesome. Can we make it 5-0? Well, Willie Castro said we can.
Castro hits this ball in the air to left center field. Grossman tracing after it. Grossman looking up. It one hops against the fence. Castro's headed for second, and here comes Max Kepler. Kepler coming home. The throw is a big old lollipop, and Max slides across with the fifth run of the ball game. It's 5-0 Twins on a Willie Castro RBI double to left center.
Oh, man. Twins, twins, twins. Big old lollipop. Then in the bottom of the fourth, Eddie Julian with an RBI double extended the Twins lead to 6-0.
And here it is. Hit the left center field, hit well. Robbie Grossman back. He'll look up, play a one off the wall. Kirloff being waved around third base. Throw back into the infield, not in time. Twins add on, now lead 6-0 on an opposite field double RBI for Edward Julian.
We talked about Chris Paddock and how good of an outing he had tonight. He walked no one. He struck out 10. This is strikeout number 10 in the top of the seventh inning.
Swinging miss. There's out number one. DeJong is down on strikes, and that's 10. 10 strikeouts for Chris Paddock.
10. That's 10. And then the final, I guess, highlight from the game before we get to the post-game reaction from Eddie Julian, his solo shot to give the Twins that final run of the game and extending the lead to 7-0.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air to right field for Julian. It's a towering, towering drive to right, and it's onto the plaza for a home run. Eddie clears the dock with his fifth round tripper of the year. Minnesota leads at 7-0.
7-0, that's the final score. Let's hear from the manager, Rocco Baldelli, talking about Chris Paddock's start tonight.
Flat out, I mean, it was just a great start. It was just dominant. The strike throwing was great. He had all of his stuff working. His changeup came alive. The fastball had great life at the top of the zone. He threw strikes. He was fantastic. And he had good stuff all the way till the end of the outing, too, which was also another great sign.
Hey, Rocco, were you pleased with the offensive swings that you had tonight?
We got good swings really everywhere we looked in the lineup. And it wasn't one guy doing it. It was almost everybody that was out there was hitting the ball hard. It seemed like they had a good plan. And I couldn't be more pleased. This is what we've been working towards. We want more of it. It starts today in a lot of ways, but just a very solid game overall.
Winning pitcher Chris Paddock, phenomenal performance tonight. Got in that jam in the fourth, and he pitched out of it. Hey, Chris, talk to us about pitching out of the fourth inning.
I know singles aren't going to beat me at the end of the day. You know, bases loaded, one out. I think we did a great job there of just keeping the boys in it, especially when we're swinging it the way we are. I'm trying to get those guys in there quick as I can. Obviously, I had a couple bloop singles, a couple hits up the middle, but just reminding myself, you know, forget that, execute the pitch at hand. And I thought we did a great job of that. Things that I can control.
Yes, you did, my man. Yes, you did. Max Kepler returned. Max, he credits the rehab to help him, be ready.
Well, I had that rehab stint in Indianapolis, which helped lock things in. But we were in the cage every day here during rehab when the boys went to, I think it was Baltimore, and I was working with Frankie in the cage, working up the machine, kept it locked in.
And last but not least, Trevor Larnach on the patience setting up the rest of the night.
Yeah, it definitely helps. But there's also a give and a take because umpires that have a bigger zone, like with my patient and good eye, like that can also screw me at the same time. So, part of that first inning is also getting a grasp of where the umpire is calling strikes and balls. You know, my first at bat, he called a ball that was in, I thought, and so that kind of gives me a clue, like he's got a wider zone. So I got to be selective, but also like aggressively selective, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense. All right, that's going to wrap up Final Pitch this evening. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night after another Twins-White Sox matchup on the hill for the Minnesota Twins, Juan Pablo Lopez. And we'll talk to you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.